Following the election of 2015, a change was in the air for Labour. With a bold vision for change, renewal, and a robust anti-austerity agenda, outsider Jeremy Corbyn won the party's leadership election by a landslide. Under him, the party tripled in size, with new members inspired to join a mass movement for change, and the work began on a new transformative policy, taking on the powerful few on behalf of the many. The election of 2017 was an early test. The Conservatives expected to be returned with a landslide, but Labour confounded expectations with a huge campaigning effort by the mass membership. Labour's large increase in the share of the vote denied Theresa May her majority. Keir Starmer, a new leadership. In the December 2019 general election, the Conservatives gained a clear majority and Labour dropped to 202 seats. After Labour's defeat, Jeremy Corbyn stood down as leader. Members elected Keir Starmer as the new leader in April 2020, and he set about the challenge of reconnecting with the British public. Keir Starmer's election came in the midst of the global coronavirus pandemic and the UK's sharpest economic downturn on record. Keir put supporting the NHS and care services and protecting jobs at the centre of his response to the crisis, and used new ways of campaigning to reach out to voters and hear their concerns during lockdown. The Conservatives under Boris Johnson gained an absolute majority in the snap election he called for December 2019. Labour took 202 seats.